Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Today we're diving into one of the most crucial skills for your OCR GCSE English language exam, responding to questions effectively. Whether you're tackling paper one or paper two, this skill is absolutely fundamental to your success. Now, I know what you might be thinking. It's just answering questions, right? How hard can it be? But here's the thing. The difference between a grade 5 and a grade 8 often comes down to how precisely you respond to what the examiner is actually asking. And that's exactly what we're going to master today. By the end of this session, you'll understand the key reading and writing skills tested in OCR English language. You'll know exactly how to deconstruct different question types, and you'll have practical strategies to maximize your marks. So let's get started. Let's begin with the foundation. OCR GCSE English language is all about demonstrating your skills in reading and writing. Unlike English literature, you're not analyzing set texts or memorizing quotes. Instead, you're showing examiners that you can read unseen texts critically and write with purpose and technical accuracy. The assessment objectives are your roadmap. AO1 is about identifying and synthesizing information from texts. AO2 focuses on analyzing how writers use language and structure. AO3 is all about comparing writers' viewpoints and perspectives. AO4 asks you to evaluate texts critically. And then we have AO5 and AO6 for your writing. AO5 rewards ambitious content and organization, while AO6 assesses your technical accuracy. That's your spelling, punctuation, and grammar. Now, here's where candidates often go wrong. They treat every question the same way, but each question type demands a specific approach. Let me break this down for you. For reading questions, you need to master the what, how, why framework. When a question asks you to analyze how a writer uses language, you can't just spot a metaphor and move on. That's what we call feature spotting, and it won't get you beyond a level 2. Instead, you need to identify what technique the writer uses, quote it precisely, and embed it in your sentence. That's the how. And then explain why it's effective, what impact it has on the reader. This is the difference between saying the writer uses a metaphor and saying, by describing the fog as a thick gray blanket suffocating the city, the writer creates a sense of oppression and claustrophobia, suggesting the city is being choked. Structure questions are another area where marks are lost. When you're asked about structure, the examiner wants you to discuss things like shifts in focus, changes in narrative perspective, sentence length variation, how the opening hooks the reader, or how the ending creates closure. Don't just retell the story, analyze the writer's structural choices and their effects. For comparison questions, and these are worth 10 marks on AO3, you must integrate your discussion. Don't write about text A for 3 paragraphs and then text B for 3 paragraphs. That's not comparison. That's 2 separate analyses. Instead, make conceptual links. Both writers use emotive language, but writer A employs it to evoke sympathy while writer B uses it to provoke outrage. See the difference? Evaluation questions ask, to what extent do you agree, or how far do you think the writer is successful? This is your chance to show critical thinking. Don't just agree with everything. A level 4 response will offer a balanced view. To some extent, the writer successfully creates tension through short, fragmented sentences. However, the reliance on cliched imagery in the final paragraph undermines the overall impact. You're showing you can critique, not just summarize. Now let's talk about writing. Whether it's creative or transactional writing, the process is the same. Plan, draft, and proofread. And I cannot stress this enough. Planning is not optional. 5 minutes spent planning will save you from rambling, repetitive writing. Identify your purpose, audience, and form. If you're writing a letter to your head teacher arguing for longer lunch breaks, your tone and vocabulary will be very different from a magazine article for teenagers on the same topic. For creative writing, remember the golden rule. Show, don't tell. Don't write she was angry. Write her fists clenched, knuckles white, as she bit down on the words she wanted to scream. Use sensory details, vary your sentence structures, and create a compelling voice. For transactional writing, structure is king. Articles need headlines and subheadings. Speeches need direct address and rhetorical devices. Letters need formal openings and closings. And across all forms, use aphorist. Alliteration, facts, opinions, rhetorical questions, emotive language, statistics, and the rule of three. These persuasive techniques will elevate your writing. Right, let's talk about the mistakes I see all the time and how to avoid them. Mistake number one, not reading the question carefully. If the question says, analyze how the writer uses language in lines 10 to 20, don't analyze the whole text. You'll waste time and won't get extra marks. Be precise. Mistake number 2, writing without a plan. I know you're under time pressure, but trust me, 5 minutes planning will result in a much stronger, more coherent response than 45 minutes of unplanned rambling. Mistake number 3, feature spotting. Saying the writer uses alliteration is not analysis. You need to explain the effect. The sibilant sounds in slithering silent serpent create a sinister, threatening atmosphere. Mistake number 4, not embedding quotations. Don't dump a long quote and then try to analyze it. Weave short, precise quotations into your own sentences. This shows you're in control of the evidence. Mistake number 5, forgetting to proofread. Reserve 5 minutes at the end of the writing section to check for spelling errors, especially homophones like there, and there, and to fix any comma splices or run-on sentences. AO6 is worth 20% of your marks. Don't throw those away. And here's a top tip for timing. You get roughly 1 mark per minute in English language. A 4-mark question should take about 5 minutes. An 8-mark question, around 10 minutes. A 24-mark writing task, about 45 minutes, including planning and proofreading. Stick to these timings and you won't run out of time. All right, let's test your recall. I'll ask a question and I want you to pause and answer it before I give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What does the acronym AFORST stand for? Pause and think about it. The answer is alliteration, facts, opinions, rhetorical questions, emotive language, statistics, and the rule of three. Question 2. What are the 3 steps in the what, how, why analysis framework? Take a moment. The answer is what technique is used, how it's used, quote, and embed it, and why it's effective, explaining the impact on the reader. Question 3. How much time should you spend on a 24-mark writing question? Think about it. The answer is about 45 minutes, including 5 minutes for planning and 5 minutes for proofreading. Question 4. Name 2 structural features you could analyze in a text. Pause now. The answer is any 2 from shifts in focus, changes in narrative perspective, sentence length variation, opening techniques, cyclical structure, use of flashback or foreshadowing, or paragraph structure. Excellent. If you got those right, you're already on your way to exam success. Let's recap what we've covered today. OCR GCSE English language is all about demonstrating your reading and writing skills. For reading, use the what, how, why framework, integrate your comparisons, and evaluate critically rather than just summarizing. For writing, plan your response, match your tone to your audience and purpose, use persuasive techniques, and always proofread for technical accuracy. Remember, examiners reward precision, analysis, and technical control. Avoid feature spotting, always embed your quotations, and manage your time carefully. You've got this. With practice and the right approach, you can absolutely achieve the grade you're aiming for. Keep practicing, keep refining your skills, and remember, every mark counts. Thank you so much for listening, and best of luck with your revision. Now go and show those examiners what you're capable of.